I hope it has a happy ending. I wish we had rain like that.
San Francisco's not that great, you know. It's bad climate. It's foggy.
It's very foggy, it is.
What are you going to do there? Get a job. Finish high school. No, I have things I can do, you know. I used to make pretty good grades in high school. You know, I can see that about you. I can see that.
As a friend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure you won't come with me?
And leave all this? Not in a million.
I'll leave all that.
Come here.
Vivian gives Kit some money.
Whoa, what is this? Part of the Edward Lewis Scholarship Fund. We think you got a lot of potential.
Do you think they'll will they get together?
You think I got potential?
I hope it doesn't have a sad ending, otherwise I shall wish I didn't watch it.
Kit buries her hand in Vivian's shoulder. At the hotel.
So, sir, you don't have any messages from India? No, I'm afraid not, sir.
Oh.
I'll need a car to the airport.
Of course, Daryl will take you wherever you need to go. Daryl, the limousine out front?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Edward Sons.
Is he a black guy, the driver?
Yeah.
Thought he sounded like he was.
Could you possibly return this to Fred's for me, please?
Yes, of course.
May I, sir?
Of course, please.
Barney admires the necklace and earrings.
They've got to go back to the jewelers.
It's difficult to let go of something so beautiful.
She was doing there.
Talking about the woman, really.
Yeah, also drove Miss Vivian home yesterday.
She was doing there.
Yeah, so he knows where she went.
Exactly.
I'll take care. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Edward makes his way to the front entrance. Now he's in the limo, being driven through the rain.
Your plane is leaving as scheduled, sir. And you should be back in New York on time.
He looks out of the window and shakes his head with a smile. Vivian's gazing out of her apartment window.
I'm gonna have to charge you a little more.
So we recruit a new hooker now.
Do you have a goal? Well, I always wanted to be at the ice skates.
Off you
are.
Here we go.
Thank you very
much. So, just bought flour.
Did he?
So they were going to college, right?
Yeah, I know.
Vivian's about to leave the apartment when the beeping of a car horn makes her turn round.
Opera.
The limo is driving down the street with Edward standing up through the sunroof.
Like the shining lights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
He raises his arms in the air. He has an umbrella in one hand and flowers in the other.
Like the night. Princess Vivian, come down.
Right?
Yeah. He pulls
down the fire escape ladder and starts to climb up. A bunch of flowers
in his mouth. Vivian smiles as
he sidles along the first floor balcony.
He doesn't like heights.
Yeah. At least he doesn't have to come down that way.
He reaches the bottom of the steps leading up to Vivian's floor and throws open his arms. She laughs, then comes down the steps to meet him in the middle.
So what happened after? He climbed up the tower and rescued her.
She rescues him right back.
They kiss passionately, losing themselves in one another.
Welcome to Hollywood! What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Now.
truth, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, I think. The class names.
Who's the woman?
I thought that was Samuel L. Jackson talking.
What, the driver?
No, this is Hollywood, this is Hollywood. I thought that was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh.
And coming soon to BBC Three, a railway journey to hell and back for Woody Harrelson.
I should have been in bed 2 years ago.
In the thriller Trans-Siberian.
Can you see what? Oh, it doesn't matter.
Angela Roberts.
Oh yeah, of course. I beg your pardon. That's on audio, but.
Will Smith and Gene Hackman in Enemy of the State.
Oh, I enjoyed that. It was good. I'm glad it had a happy ending. Yeah. Pretty woman. Kinda lie to me, pretty woman. Yeah, that's good, thank you.
What time is it though?
I don't know, dear, darling.
It's so late. Let's roll. I think this pony is up, out there.
Okay.
Get off, oh. You like Mumma too much. Time to go.
I love Mumma, and I want to sit with Mumma all my life with Mumma. Off they go. It was starting to rain when I took them out when you were gone down the shop. Close the door, why don't you? I think the wind blew it. Oh, there's a big gust of wind coming. Oh, I don't know if the cats have got any water. I need to check it before I go to bed. I hope I'm going to sleep tonight. Let's see what happens. I'm just going to put the heating on for 5 minutes. I don't want any of you clowns messing me around getting out of here. They're all quiet at the moment. Get them some water, they've still got some. I didn't change it today, and that's not good. I'm going to go up as if I'm going to bed tonight and see what happens. I hope I'll sleep. If I don't, I don't, but I'm going to try. Oh, it's too cold. Excuse my stomach rumbling because my phone's in my pocket. Night, night, all. See you in the morning. Yeah, all right, Tooth Tooth. A loofing tooth.
Doc, mail. 45. Audio boom.